每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
7月30日，最高喜乐。我们又借着他，因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。罗马书5章2节。我们并不惊讶早期基督徒会以苦难为可喜乐的，因为他们是以永恒的角度去面对。离死亡越近，离与基督永远的同在也越近。公元110年，在伊格纳修斯即将为信仰而殉道之前，他高声喊着：刀光剑影中更见神的荣耀，豺狼虎豹前更有神的同在。教会早期的基督徒相信，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。罗马书8章18节。这就是为什么他们可以对面临的困苦等闲视之，并在忍耐中喜乐。历世历代的基督徒都可以在苦难试炼中恒守灵里的喜乐。在大多数人可能被击倒的情况下，他们却完全得胜，甚至在恶劣的环境中持续侍奉基督，荣耀基督。保罗在罗马监狱中写道：弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。腓立比书1章12节。斯布珍分享了对这种喜乐的独特看法：充满信心的盼望会生出内心的喜乐。一个人知道他荣耀的盼望因神的大爱永不落空，他已尝过神的爱，这人就会在夜间听到歌声，无论他走到哪里，大小山冈都会在他面前歌唱，就是在患难中他也会欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀，在最深的苦难中享受最深的安慰，因为神的爱借着圣灵保惠师显在他心里，他就会意识到仗是出于怜悯，受损也是出于父爱。我们所受的痛苦都是照着神的慈爱衡量过的，不会超过我们所能忍受的。我们面对苦难时，如果我们像他一样有爱和智慧，那么神所做的就应该是我们所愿的。哦，朋友们，你无需以黄金使你满足，甚至不需要健康使你高兴。只要你明白和感受到神圣的爱，喜乐的泉源就会向你倾注，你会得到最高的喜乐。让我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢你，任何时候我们都与你亲密相交，我们会充满平安和喜乐，因为你让我们借着你的儿子耶稣可以来到你的面前。祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
July 30th, the highest joy. By whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:2. We are not surprised that the early Christians rejoiced in suffering, since they looked at it in the light of eternity. The nearer death, the nearer a life of eternal fellowship with Christ. When Ignatius was about to die for his faith in 110 AD, he cried out, "Nearer the sword than nearer to God, in company with wild beasts, in company with God." The Christians of the early church believed that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Thus, they could regard present difficulties as of little consequence and could endure them with patience and cheerfulness. In all ages, Christians have found it possible to maintain the spirit of joy in the hour of trial. In circumstances that would have felled most men, they have so completely risen above them that they actually have used the circumstances to serve and glorify Christ. Paul could write from prison at Rome, "I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." Philippians 1:12. Charles Haddon Spurgeon shares this unique perspective on joy. "Confident hope breeds inward joy. The man who knows that his hope of glory will never fail him because of the great love of God, of which he has tasted, that man will hear music at midnight. The mountains and the hills will break forth before him into singing wherever he goes. Especially in times of tribulation, he will be found rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. His profoundest comfort will often be enjoyed in his deepest affliction, because then the love of God will specially be revealed in his heart by the Holy Ghost, whose name is the Comforter. Then he will perceive that the rod is dipped in mercy, that his losses are sent in fatherly love, and that his aches and pains are all measured out with gracious design. In our affliction, God is doing nothing to us which we should not wish for ourselves, if we were as wise and loving as God is. Oh, friends, you do not want gold to make you glad. You do not even need health to make you glad. Only get to know and feel divine love, and the fountains of delight are unsealed to you. You are introduced to the highest joy." Let us pray. Father, we thank you that at all times we are in touch with you, and we can be filled with joy and peace because you have given us access through your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.